Warm greetings to all of you. This is Wyatt Soselka for TW Now. This is the second week in a row that we have not broadcast our live TW Now program. Do you miss us? Well, don't worry. We plan to be back here live next week on October the 19th. If you missed last week's pre-recorded message on the Feast of Tabernacles, you may not know why we aren't airing live today. Today, October 12th, 2017 is the last holy day in God's sacred calendar, the last great day. The Holy Bible commands 7 annual holy days, 2 in the spring, 1 in the summer, 4 in the fall, culminating in the Feast of Tabernacles and the last great day, also known as the last day, that great day of the feast. You can find that reference in John 7, verse 37. This day represents a time when all who have ever lived will be resurrected and will have a chance to understand God's way of life for all eternity. This is an amazing truth that is in your Bible. It's a truth that, frankly, mainstream Christianity does not teach, but it's being taught and observed today by thousands of members of the Living Church of God in specially selected feast sites around the globe. If you would like to know more, just go to our website, tomorrowsworld.org, and type in holy days. And better yet, read about God's annual holy days in your own Bible in Leviticus chapter 23. We plan to be back here live next Thursday, October 19th, at our regular time, 3 o'clock Eastern. For those of you who are curious about the last great day, we'd like to present a short webcast by Tomorrow's World presenter, Mr. Rod McNair, which was aired 1 year ago, entitled, This is the Last Great Day. We'll see you again live on TW Now, right here next week.
What was your favorite day this year? Perhaps you got a raise or a bonus at work or moved into a new home. Maybe you got married this year or had a child born into your family. If you're a young person, perhaps your favorite day was when you turned a year older. That was pretty exciting. If you're older, those days aren't as exciting, are they? One way or another, you probably had one or two days this year that outshined all the others. Do you think God has had a favorite day this year? If you were able to ask Him, what would it be? I'd like to venture a guess that today is His favorite day. The day this webcast is scheduled to be aired, Monday, October 24th, 2016. Why today? What significance is there to this day? Very simple. This year, in 2016, October 24th represents a future day when God will open salvation to billions and billions and billions of human beings. What am I talking about? Let me back up. Most people have a hazy picture of what happens after death. They think you either go to heaven or you go to hell. And they have an even more obscure picture of what happened to people who never confessed belief in the name of Jesus Christ. Popular mainstream Christian thought puts these people burning in hell forever, even though they might have lived 1,000 years before Christ and never heard His name uttered. Does that make sense? Does that really match up with the God of the Bible? Think about it. When God says that He desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, in 1 Timothy 2:4, does that really sound like the God that would do this type of thing? So, back to this day. What's so special about October 24th in 2016? The Bible reveals to us 7 annual feast days. These are not commonly taught in mainstream churches, and yet they should be, because they were observed by Christ and the apostles, and they explain to us God's plan of salvation. There's a fascinating prophecy in the book of Revelation. John saw in vision that there would be a resurrection at Christ's return. The dead in Christ and those who are faithful servants of His still living will enter into glorified spirit life at His coming. It says that in Revelation 20 and verse 4, and it says this, And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. Have you ever noticed those words before? That there's a big group of people called the rest of the dead who won't yet be resurrected when Christ returns. They'll still be in the ground. Think about all the people this group includes. Masses of men, women, and children who spent their lives in ignorance of even knowing that Christ is their Savior. Hordes of humanity who lived and died in remote places and faraway times in history, way before the time of Christ. Think, if God is a fair God, He'll give them a fair chance to know the truth and respond to the truth. That's what October 24th this year is all about. October 24th in 2016 is the final day of God's annual feasts. There are 7 annual feasts that occur every year and run from the spring through the fall. October 24th is the final one of this year in 2016. Jesus described this same day in John 7:37 as, quote, "the last day, that great day of the feast," end quote. He said the last feast day of the annual feast day calendar was called Great. And when you really understand what this feast represents, the general resurrection of all those who have not yet been glorified, you understand why God calls it great. It's a great day to Him. It's hope and life for everyone if they want it. Why haven't you heard this before? Because most churches teach about pagan holidays, not God's true holy days of the Bible. But there are Christians who do observe these days, like me. I'll be observing this feast day, this last great day, with my family and friends on October 24th. This day that pictures billions and billions and billions of unsaved humans finally having their chance. I hope you'll observe this day with us next year, because this is a great day. There's so much more about the feast days we don't have time to discuss today, but check out our website on tomorrowsworld.org to get a whole booklet that explains all of God's feast days. And if you'd like for a minister to contact you, just let us know through our website. We'll be happy to make contact with you. Thanks for watching, and have a great day.